Today we're talking about affirmations. Affirmations are positive statements of truth. They seem easy and fun. They are familiar territory for most of you. I would invite you to set aside the thought, I already know this. Because how much are you actually using affirmations in your life these days? Or a better question is, how rock solid is your faith in spiritual law? To change our thinking and elevate our consciousness is a lifelong process. We'll never know it all. Last week we talked about denials. And after the service, some of you came up to me and said, "What?" And you were nice about it. You said things like, "I'm going to have to listen to that talk again. I'll take notes." And some of you said what I figured you would, that you've heard you should never use the words no or not in a statement, and you don't want to give any energy to thinking about the things you don't want. So let's talk a little more about denials before we get into affirmations. And denials might make more sense to you after we combine them with affirmations today. Remember, the word denial was used by Unity's founders 120 years ago before it became a negative psychological term. It's not being in denial. It is denying the power of fear, sickness, or death. It is denying the reality of anything negative in the realm of God, because there's nothing negative there. It's the same as renunciation, which is one of our divine powers. It's exactly what we do with the burning bowl every New Year's. We renounce, we let go, we deny anything in us that is unlike the nature of God. I'm not claiming that your painful experiences are not real in your world, but pain is not a reality of God, so it has no real power over you except the power you give it. We deny naturally, we just don't usually call it that. You know, we started the prosperity class last Wednesday, and we went around and each student said why they wanted to be in the class, and about half of them didn't say they wanted to learn something. They wanted to get rid of something. Negative beliefs about money, old ideas they were taught, fears about not having enough. They want to deny, renounce, release, because they know in truth there is no lack in God's universe. All is supplied. So being afraid we won't have enough is not a part of our spiritual nature. Fear is from the ego. It's man-made. We are in the season of Lent. It also started Wednesday, leading up to Easter, and typically you give up something for 40 days. We're not strict about that in Unity. Charles Fillmore, Unity's co-founder, suggested that we give up negative thinking. Give up the ideas that no longer serve you. Lent is a spring cleaning, when you can let go of false beliefs to clear the way for the divine flow in you. With affirmations, we're giving birth to new ideas, but unless we use denials first, it's like sprinkling flower seeds in a field full of weeds. Affirmations and denials both invoke the power of your higher self. They invite the divine to express through you as you. Deny what you don't want, affirm what you do want, and do it with authority. This is spiritual law. You are God on earth, God in human form, and you have all kinds of powers that we're just beginning to realize. So just as we used denials last week to command the death of anything we want to release, we use affirmations to affirm the good. I had a friend in ministerial school who was working her way through school. She was always broke. She kept trying to affirm prosperity. Finally, she was so frustrated with the universe, she said, "Show me the money!" And that's when she started to see prosperity. It wasn't the words she used, it was the mindset. Her forceful belief that money was available to her and she demanded it now. She was ready. Affirmations don't actually bring good to you, although it might look that way. The good is already here. You don't have to attract it from somewhere else. You just bring it into form with the creative power of thought, with your consciousness and willingness. We live smack in the middle of an abundant universe with unlimited supply. Anything you could possibly want already exists in the invisible realm around you. And according to universal law, all you have to do is ask for it. Ask and it will be given. To gain access to unlimited supply, there has to be a demand. Affirmations make the demand. We state what we want to see. The trick is to know without a doubt that it is available to you. Lest you think this is New Age claptrap, let me quote the Bible at you. This is from the book of Job. You will decide on a matter, and it will be established for you, and light will shine on your ways. Decide on a matter, and it will be established. Job is also the one who said, "What I feared has come upon me." So that's the Old Testament. We've known for thousands of years about the power of thought. I believe that we all sense deep down, I ought to be able to have what I want. Somewhere, somehow, it's available. Children know this till it's drummed out of them. I can still remember my mother saying, "You can't have everything you want." But it took me a long time to believe her. This is why we've wrestled for millennia with why bad things happen to good people. Why is there evil? Why is there suffering? Because deep down we know things could be better. It's why we made up the Garden of Eden story. We know there's a better world somewhere, and we're frustrated not to be in it. That frustration is our true nature trying to talk to us. Remember, as we've said so many times, our longings and desires are one of the ways God communicates with us. Emily Cady, in Lessons in Truth, which is the Unity classic book, has a whole chapter on affirmations. She says, "The hunger that we feel is but the prompting of the divine within us." She says the divine is longing to give to us, trying to get through to us. It's as if the bank called and said, "You know, you have an account full of money here that you haven't been using. Go get it. Make a withdrawal." That's the principle of affirmations. The good already exists for you. Make a demand on the supply. And put it into words. We assert what we know to be true, even if we can't see it. So let's talk about how to construct an affirmation, because it's often dismissed as magical thinking. You know the old joke about the Unity minister who went to hell? They found him affirming, "It's not hot and I'm not here." You didn't think Unity ministers could go to hell, did you? Affirmations are statements of truth. Truth with a capital T. What is ultimately true in the universe, in the kingdom of God, in the divine realm, in the absolute. We want to manifest that truth here, as above, so below. We just have to formulate words we won't argue with. So if you start affirming, "I am a billionaire," your brain will probably argue, unless you are a billionaire. I don't actually know about all of you. But even if you're broke, you can affirm, "I live in a universe of abundance," because that is the ultimate truth, even if what's around you looks scarce now. Don't look at what's around you. Take your eyes off of what we call reality. It is only the manifestation of past thoughts. Focus on what is possible and available in spirit. This is how Jesus healed people. He looked past their sickness to the truth of their being, the wholeness of their soul. We can only live life from the inside or the outside. The outside is a passing picture. The inside governs according to perfect plan. And we're only limited when we start accepting outer appearances as true. Affirmations remind us of the divine presence that is true and real in our lives. And you can affirm general or specific truths. Emily Cady suggests 4 all-purpose affirmations. And I'm paraphrasing. God is all there is. I am an expression of God with divine attributes flowing through me. I am spirit. Nothing can make me sick, hurt, or afraid. God works in me and cannot fail. When we say I am, we don't mean our physical bodies and human personalities. I am is the truth of your being, the divine in you. It's God in action in your life. It's a principle. So words connected to I am are very powerful. Be mindful of how you use I am. Focus those words on the good. If we're truly one with God, then everything in the universe is available to us. So we not only trust the power of God, we wield the power as co-creators. Emily Cady again says, affirmations backed by faith connect our conscious human needs with God's power and supply. Backed by faith. Create affirmations you can have faith in. You can try affirming, I will have a miraculous physical recovery by the end of the week. And that is possible. It just might be hard to believe. So how about, I'm getting better every day? Or the health of God flows through me, nourishing every bone, tissue, and organ. You can combine it with a denial, too. Sickness has no power over me. The health of God flows through me. Or, I command the death of this illness and rise to the glory of my divine self. You can really get carried away with this. It's not meek supplication. Let it rip. You don't have to know how your good will come about. You are invoking spiritual law, and the law will take care of it. It can't not. You're not asking God to do something for you. You're making a claim that you know is necessary to put the law into action, a claim on what's already there. So it's like turning the knob on a faucet to let the water flow. The water was always there. The water system is already in place for you to use. But you have to take that final action. Charles Fillmore got all flowery when he wrote about affirmations. Because you are calling on the greatest power there is. This is from one of his books called Jesus Christ Heals. He said, if you are disorderly and indefinite along any line, put yourself at once under the order of divine mind by affirming daily that the same law that swings the stars in the cushioned ethers is operative in and through your life and all your affairs. Swings the stars in the cushioned ethers. That's divine power, and you are part of it. I know this can seem pretty esoteric when you are truly sick or worried about feeding your kids. But try it for yourself in the simplest terms. I release all fear and deny its power over me. I am one with God in the abundance of the universe. I am open to receive my good. Or just, I already have everything I need. And whenever you get scared again, because you will, don't stuff down those thoughts. Denials are not pushing away, but confronting. I command the death of any fear. I already have everything I need. If you want to work seriously with these, write them down and find the most vivid words you can. Make them zingers that give you a thrill. They resonate in your chest. They make you tingle because the words are for you. The universe doesn't speak English. It doesn't need your words. It will match your energy. So affirmations work to help you shift your energy, your consciousness. Now, if you're still thinking, I already know this, here are three little advanced lessons for extra credit. First, declare your life to be a no-hope zone. No hope. When you make affirmations, don't have any hope they will manifest. Hope is wishing. Hope has no creative power. Hope feels good, but it's actually a form of doubt and fear. If you hope something will happen, then you're worried there's a chance it won't. The principle behind affirmations is to believe absolutely in the workings of the law, that you shall decree a thing and it will be established unto you. You don't hope the sun will rise every morning. You know it will. And that's the attitude to take toward affirmations. You know that whatever you decree will be done. It's the law, cosmic, spiritual, universal law. It applies to everyone all the time. It's the way our world works. Humans have known this for a long time. We just keep forgetting to use it like the forgotten bank account, and we struggle to believe it's true. Don't worry about making the wrong choices or affirming the wrong things. Just focus on remembering that you have this creative ability and use it. Speak your words with power and confidence. No less an authority than Jesus said, it's all about belief. This is from Mark. Truly I tell you, if you say to this mountain, be taken up and thrown into the sea, and if you do not doubt in your heart, but believe that what you say will come to pass, it will be done for you. So I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours. We often use the word faith to describe this kind of certainty, and the Bible defines faith in Hebrews 11:1. Faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. It means you'll believe it before you see it. If faith is too churchy a word for you, try knowing. You know. You don't hope, you don't plead, just decree and it will be done. No hope. Here's another advanced lesson. When you affirm what you want, you are not actually drawing it to you. You are moving yourself into its vibration. When I said everything you want is already here, you actually shift your consciousness to where it is. So let's say you want a house. The usual way to get it would be to affirm, I have a beautiful house on a hill with trees or whatever you want. And the law would go to work for you. Notice Jesus said, it will be done for you. So in our physical world, you might be given the opportunity to hire an architect, find a builder, and build your house with physical materials. It might take a year or two. Or you can move your consciousness into the mind space where you already have the house. There is a reality where your house is finished, created out of universal energy, and you can go there. I'm saying this is technically possible. We've been living in a slow reality designed for us to study the creative process. But don't you feel ready to learn some easier, higher methods? This might help with space travel too, Tommy. Other civilizations don't really have machines that travel across light years in the blink of an eye. They move themselves around by thought. They think of where they want to be, and they are there. And some of you are thinking, oh, Lordy, she's talking about UFOs. What will the visitors think? Okay, UFOs are not part of the official Unity teaching. But I bet the idea of traveling by thought is not new to most of you, that you can be here and then there with nothing in between. And the idea that everything has an energetic vibration is not woo-woo at all, it's science. We match our consciousness to the vibration of what we want. If we're not seeing what we want, it's because we are not a match in consciousness yet. We're stuck back in fear and doubt, hoping things will work out, but not sure they will. So deny all that. Release those blocks and affirm something better. Denials and affirmations are training wheels for working with the law. Ideally, we will outgrow the need for them. We will be so sure of the law, we will know without a doubt that we are powerful creators with the attributes of God, and that our higher selves are working for us all the time. We won't even think much about it, like we don't think much about whether the sun will come up. We plan on it. When you use affirmations, plan on their coming to pass. If you affirm rain, take an umbrella. The law works in a realm outside your awareness, but it works better if you trust it. And one more thought. Some spiritual teachers say you should speak denials and affirmations boldly and loudly, and I think that's fun. But increasingly, I'm reading, especially from the old guard, the early writers, that this should be done in silence. Don't speak the words out loud. Don't dissipate their energy. You can be very commanding, but in your mind. You know the cloud where all our computer files are? Think of affirmations as building up an energy cloud on the higher levels, where all manifestation starts before it shows up down here. If you speak the words here, the teachers say the energy spills out and nothing will manifest. Maybe this is what Jesus meant when he said, "Go into your closet and pray in secret." Maybe staying silent and handling all of this in consciousness is required for the laws of creation. So when you come up with affirmations, try not sharing them with anyone. If you planted a garden, you would not dig up the seeds every day to show them to friends. Affirmations are seeds. So let these powerful thought statements germinate in the invisible substance of the universe. Denials release what no longer serves you. Affirmations are statements of ultimate truth. The words in both help shift your consciousness to a place where you can receive your good. I tell you all the time, you are the creator of your own experience. This is how you do it. The system is in place, running smoothly. You align with it using thoughts and words, denying and releasing anything in your way, and remaining absolutely certain that when you ask, it will be given. So let's take these words of affirmation into meditation with Kit.
Let's take a deep, deep, deep cleansing breath, all the way in and all the way out. And just allow yourself to relax into your chair. Affirm that I'm not going to cough. As soon as I sat down, it started. Wow. Maybe I need not talk today. And silence is that place. Where we actually listen. So we create that place of silence right now, breathing into it. Focusing on stillness. And perhaps imagining a very silent, soft place. A sanctuary within your mind. A place that you can rest. Turn off the chatter. Simply just be in that stillness. Just be in that stillness right now. Thank you. As you are resting, relaxing in this place of stillness and silence, just allow me to set an affirmation. Let my words be your words. My faith is greater than any fear that tries to block my good. My faith is greater than any fear that tries to block my good. My faith is greater than any fear that tries to block my good. Breathe into that. My faith is greater than any fear that tries to block my good. Repeat it to yourself. My faith is greater than any fear that tries to block my good. As you feel yourself anchoring that to your heart, breathe into it. Know that it rests there, right next to that place of stillness, that place where you can hear it. Knowing it is there anytime and every time you need it. My faith is greater than any fear that tries to block my good. So breathe deeply into this space. To wiggle your hands and feet. Breathe, stretch, bring yourself gently back. And take one more big, deep breath, cleansing in and out. As you return gently to this space, let us anchor this affirmation, anchor this truth in gratitude. And our gratitude is great, and it is expressed in the Alleluia. Alleluia.